Well, I suppose this is reflective of what's happening in rural Ireland, not just with the pub trade, but also you've seen post offices, you've seen Garda barracks, and you've seen banks closing. So it's part of a scenario where regeneration is needed within rural Ireland. And the Northwest is no different to any other areas. As a matter of fact, it's probably at the top end of where we're seeing closures in pubs. And pubs have, you know, pubs have reinvented themselves. There are many vibrant pubs out there, but unfortunately, there are a significant number that have closed. And these are not just statistics, because, you know, they're families, they're businesses, and in a lot of cases, they're jobs in places where there weren't other jobs available.
Organisations like your own, the Vintners Federation of Ireland, you're campaigning for the survival of rural pubs, for a reduction in the excise tax and so forth. But we hear so often the rural pub in particular has been a centrepiece of the community. But do you think that that is accepted as such anymore, or is there a difficulty in getting that message across?
No, I do believe that it's still very much the hub of the community. It's where, in a lot of places where there are not other facilities like community centres, etc., where it's a meeting place, whether it be for sporting organisations, for community organisations, it's where I suppose it's less of a place where boy meets girl, because that seems to be all done on swipe left and swipe right now, I gather. But I suppose it's still a very important part of the community. And the reality is that, okay, things have changed. A lot of people left during the recession. Lifestyles have changed. But there are a lot of regular reimpositions, like, for example, the level of excise that makes us uncompetitive for tourism. And if you take a lot of the area that your listenership covers, tourism is a big factor in the equation. Excise makes us uncompetitive. A lot of pubs have branched out into food as a means of extending their offering. The government has hit that with additional VAT. So there are a lot of factors being put in place by a Dublin-centric government that are imposing significantly on businesses and lifestyles in rural Ireland that may not have been intended but are real.
You drive through towns and particularly villages in Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. You see pubs that were closed for the day. Some of them now are closed altogether. It's an ongoing problem.
It is an ongoing problem. And despite all of the efforts by a lot of publicans, and bear in mind, there are still quite a lot of very good pubs out there. The pub future is strong. And whether it be around events, or whether it be around sport, or whether it be around food, there are a lot of very good pubs and publicans carving out niches for themselves, and will continue to be very successful into the future. But there are areas where they need help. Excise is one, VAT is one, and you know, there are requirements also in relation to looking at the whole area of rural transport.